In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, November 8th goes to officers at the Oklahoma County Jail. The officers' names are Sheriff Tommy Johnson III, who else is named in this lawsuit? The Board of County Commissioners, the Jail Trust, and two former jail officers. Now, they are being sued because they are being accused of failing to adequately train and supervise its officers. Now, these officers have a history of mistreatment, well known to supervisors, but no actions were taken to stop them. Now, inmates at the jail in Oklahoma said they were subjected to cruel and inhumane punishment. A federal civil rights lawsuit alleges excessive force, describing the discipline tactics as torture events. Ugh. It's hard to even talk about. Look, it's no secret. We've seen people, especially black people and brown people, people of color, tortured in these jail cells. I think of what happened to Jamal Sutherland in the Charleston County Jail. I think about Daggett County jails in Utah some years ago and how the Utah Department of Corrections settled lawsuits with former prisoners because one of the former guards, Joshua Cox, according to lawsuits, required prisoners to submit to being shocked and bitten by attack dogs in order to keep their jobs working outside the prison fences. Sometimes they would abuse inmates if they simply wanted to return to their cells. Cox would taunt the prisoners, calling them the B word and the P word. They would wrestle with them and choke them out. Just inhumane conditions all across the board. And the same thing is happening at the Oklahoma County Jail. In fact, what these inmates at the Oklahoma County Jail had to endure, no human should have to endure. If you're easily triggered, take a deep breath. Don't let the trauma these inmates experience sit in your body too long. Another deep breath through the nose. Inhale out the mouth. And let's go to KFOR NBC4 for the report, please.
Three former inmates have filed a federal lawsuit saying they were forced to listen to Baby Shark at the Oklahoma County Jail. You know the song? Do-do-do-do-do-do. Civil rights liars. filed a lawsuit this week against the Oklahoma County Commissioner, Sheriff Tommy Johnson, the jail trust, and two former jailers. Attorneys described the discipline tactics as torture. A criminal investigation last year determined four inmates were subjected to the Baby Shark song in an attorney visitation room in November and December.
These officers forced inmates. Forced an inmate in particular named Joseph Mitchell into a standing stress position for 3 to 4 hours while handcuffed behind his back, and then played Baby Shark on loop. Made him listen to the song over and over while physically restrained in the attorney visitation room. These people are evil, man. Cruel is not a strong enough word to describe what these folks have done. I realized this morning that I have PTSD because of Baby Shark. See, Baby Shark tortures parents when we willingly let our kids listen to it. At some point, you have to turn it off. Do you know how much I heard my second oldest, who's now 6, lean into that damn machine? What's that machine? You said Google. What's that thing called? The Google Play? That's what it's called?
Alexa?
Sorry. No, it wasn't Alexa. Was it? I don't know. They just lean into it and say, Google, play Baby Shark. Okay? Like, oh. And me being prepared to listen to it, you know, I already knew it was going to be stressful. So imagine being forced. There is nothing more terrifying than hearing this as a parent. Listen, play it, play. Oh, stop. Just listening to that dun, 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 dun. You just knew it was about to be coming. And listening to it over and over and over again. Red, let it ride one time for the one time. Oh. Just one time. It's slap at first, man. You first had to do slap.
Slap
it
first.
Do slap. Shark. It's all part. Daddy shark.
Daddy shark.
Grandma shark.
All right now.
Nope.
Now it's getting
little. Family ain't getting no smaller.
Oh,
now imagine being a house of six. We a house of six now.
All right,
so everybody got to get a turn.
Oh, my goodness.
Mama shark, daddy shark,
right.
Oldest daughter shark, second daughter shark, third daughter shark. Now it's the fourth daughter shark.
Oh, my goodness.
See? Big ass family.
All right. You can stop it.
Nope.
Stop it.
No.
Come on.
Nope. How long has it been, Red? How long has it been?
How long has it been?
It hasn't even been a minute, 30 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
So imagine 3 to 4 hours of this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. See? Oh, my God.
All right.
Is this not cruel and unusual punishment? Please give these officers at the Oklahoma County Jail the biggest hee-haw.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. 3 to 4 hours?
They did that in A Clockwork Orange. Did you see that movie?
I don't even know
with
what that
Beethoven?
Is.
Yep. That was kind of the rehab they did to him in A Clockwork Orange. Goodness.
What, made him listen to Baby Shark?
They made him listen to Beethoven over and over and over again. So whenever he was, you got to see it. It's,
that?
But yeah, he ended up.
That and Let It Go.
It's definitely torture.
Your kids don't listen to Let It Go?
Not no more.
Oh, my gosh.
But Let It Go ain't one of them songs that you're going to play over and over
no,
and over.
No, my
and
kids
over.
Play it over and over
really?
And over. They got the little Let It Go karaoke pocketbook thing where they sing into it. Oh, my mm-hmm. gosh. I might have threw that out the window mm-hmm. one day. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go.
You don't sing that. You just doesn't sound right when you sing it.
I do sing it. I have no choice. I know it by heart.
All right.
Jesus.
All right. Where you want to go from here?
I have no idea. Whatever you do, just let it go.
What?
Okay.
Everything that come out my motherfucking mouth is hard.
All right.
That's Shoot. The greatest line of all time.
All right. Well, it's Monday. Let's land to the Breakfast Club. I hate you guys.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is hard.
Let it go. 800-585-1051. Let's land to the Breakfast Club. All right. We haven't done this in a while. Open up the phone lines. All right. Something that you don't like about me, ye, or Charlamagne. 800-585-1051.
The one-hour loop of Baby Shark on YouTube has been viewed over 127 million times. Y'all just trying to keep y'all kids occupied.
Absolutely.
I know what that is.
You put the kids in a little playpen. You
That's
turn it
all
on.
That is.
And just,
Lord
give
have
me a little,
mercy.
Give me a little 30-minute nap. Just
oh
give me a little 30-minute nap. We've been there before. All right. Slam to the Breakfast Club is next. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.